bringing primary home. I will follow Heavenly Father's plan by being baptized and confirmed. You can use this lesson and activity to learn more about this month's primary theme. The Book of Mormon tells about a group of people who gathered together in a forest called Mormon. They wanted to hear Elma teach about the gospel of Jesus Christ. After Elma taught them for many days, he asked them if they wanted to make a covenant to serve God and keep his commandments. He told them that if they would be baptized, the Holy Ghost would always be with them. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 10. When they heard this, the people were so happy that they clapped their hands for joy. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 11. Elma baptized about 200 people in the waters of Mormon. These people thought of the Forest of Mormon as a beautiful place because that is where they learned about the Savior and were baptized. See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 30. Like Elma's people, we feel joyful as we look forward to or remember being baptized. Like those people, when we are baptized, we make a covenant with God. We promise to keep His commandments and serve Him. We take upon us the name of Jesus Christ and become members of His church. When we are confirmed, we receive the same wonderful promise that Elma's people received, that the Holy Ghost can be with us always if we keep God's commandments. Listen to the still small voice. Ask one of your parents or another adult to help you cut out the pictures on this page and put them in a bag. Take turns choosing pictures out of the bag. Find the words that match each picture and read them aloud. The pictures are a stop sign, a little boy wrapped in a blanket, a heart, the scriptures, a candle with its flame burning brightly. The accompanying word cards say, "The Holy Ghost warns us of danger and helps us recognize when we need to be careful." See Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verse 9. Sometimes the Holy Ghost is called the Comforter. Like a soft blanket, He helps us feel safe and peaceful. See John chapter 14, verses 16 and 27. The Holy Ghost helps us feel Heavenly Father's love and other good feelings like joy, gentleness, and kindness. He often speaks to our hearts and minds through a still, small voice. See Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The Holy Ghost guides us and helps us see clearly to make decisions that will bring us back to Heavenly Father. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He teaches us about Jesus Christ and helps us remember all that we have already learned from our parents, teachers, and the Scriptures. See John chapter 14, verse 26. Scripture and song. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 11. When I am baptized. Children's Songbook, page 103. Let's talk. Ask someone who has been baptized and confirmed to describe his or her feelings about that special day. If you have already been baptized, share with someone else the feelings you had when you were baptized and confirmed. End of the section, Bringing Primary Home. I will follow Heavenly Father's plan by being baptized and confirmed.